Hey guys, this is Index from the Nerd Stuff Podcast. If you guys want this ad space for your company or product, you can send us an email over at info@c-esport.gg. That's info@sea-esport.gg. Thanks and enjoy the episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 29 of the Nerd Stuff Podcast from the C-Sport Media Group. My name is Index. It's been a week. It's been a while since we talked. And it's been a while since I hung out with my friends. What's up, friends? How have you been?
Good, I guess. I mean, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I've been busy a lot doing internal stuff on C-Sport. But so far, it's been
great. We haven't seen each other for like months now.
Didn't you guys manage to reopen the studio? Isn't that worth celebrating?
Yeah, but the only ones allowed for now is me and Mikel, because we're the only ones who's been tested twice, because the building dictates that you have to get cleared of COVID twice before you get to enter the building.
Is it from two different clinics or from one clinic?
No, it can be in the same, can be different as long as you have like two results that have 1 week apart. It's so pretty interesting actually when you enter the building. So like I have my car and I drive in to the gate. I have to get off at the gate of the building. Oh. So when I get off, they take my temperature and they even like douse the wheel of my car with water. Like they have like this
disinfectant.
No, it's just water, but it's one of those for car wash. Like it's high pressure.
It's the thought that counts. Yeah.
So it has high pressure.
Nice. The high pressure.
As it has high pressure, then I have to sanitize my hands. Then I have to go through this. They made this on the guardhouse. Basically, they made after the guardhouse. There's like this transparent acrylic hall, wherein there's would you call them water sprinklers? Like they like steam you or something or whatever. It doesn't smell like regular water. It feels like it has something in it.
Oh, they put in.
Wait, they spray it all over you, your person.
You're not gonna be wet. It's more of like
they mist you up.
They mist you. Yeah, that's exactly the word.
Basically, if there was a bio agent in there, you would have been like basically you're dead and you don't even know.
What?
Oh yeah, so that's the whole process. So right, then I get right. I
just like you're entering
hall,
like
I, yeah
lab.
So I just go like you're entering hall, like a lab. Yeah. Go and I go to my back to my car and then get, wow. get park.
Oh, they do the freaking bio disinfectant on you when you enter the building. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, not even my company does that.
I've always wanted to go through that process. So maybe
me too.
Maybe I should visit Philippines before COVID is over.
What? Just for the bio thing?
Yeah, just okay. For the bio thing. It's like, like freaking, you know, feeling like this is how it's like to survive an apocalypse. This is the full acrylic, apocalypse experience.
Yeah, it's an acrylic hall. It's an acrylic, I guess, 2 meter or one and a half meter like walkway where it's enclosed. Mm-hmm. You stay there. So they instruct you to stay inside for like 5 seconds. So and then you know you can get out and you're free.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like it. I'm wanting to go back to the studio, but you know it's very hard without public transpo. But yeah,
especially the
hopefully.
Well, do you even know if there's some clinics testing right now there?
Yeah,
in your area?
Here definitely for sure. I mean, it's one of the it's a must have. Everywhere, I'll tell
you guys a story because I was chatting with Freak when I got the first time I got tested. I told him, "Hey, I'm cleared. Just one more away till I get finally be able to go back to the studio." And he says, "Like, so the first thing he told me is like, congrats on being positive."
What?
Then he typed it again, and it's like, "No, positive's saved." Positive. And he just kept typing, like trying to trying to clear it out.
Positively,
not positively sick. They just ended up like, congrats on being not sick.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Like,
you want to be HIV negative, right? You don't want to be HIV positive. So
yeah. HIV Aladdin. Love that movie. All right, friends. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of sad stuff to talk about. Sad stuff. Let's eat off with the biggest news, I think, of the past week. Wherein one of the biggest Twitch streamers of the day's generation has passed away. Wreckful is a friend to a lot of streamers and an inspiration to a lot of streamers. You know, that's why a lot of people started getting into streaming. And, you know, once they got into streaming, like one of the idols that they look up to as, you know, like a pure person that you're in the same line with, and then you're like, you know, person to look up to.
Now, when we say passed away, we don't want to cause a misunderstanding. He actually committed suicide. So,
yes, I wanted to, you know, give a soft punch. I didn't want to be
100%
like...
clear on all the facts, you know, surrounding the situation.
Well, yes, so first things first, before we get into the sad details about it, it's always. So is the least favorite news to say of someone reporting or basically having to talk about someone's passing. So please, for those who have these thoughts of suicide and everything, so please connect with friends, connect with seek professional help, and. You are definitely not alone in your fight, and yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all. It's so frustrating when you talk about trying to help with these things, because it feels like you're churning out the same advice over and over again, right?
Mm.
So, but in the end, that's really all you can do as a person. So hopefully it helps some people that, you know, they're, if not, you can DM me, I'm pretty sure the guys are open as well. On Twitter, you can find me on Twitter, Scrawling Celsi and everything. So yeah, just stay safe. I know it's mentally taxing out there right now.
And I know, like, we all know that we get sad, of course, like we're only human, and at some level we deal with what he had to deal with as well. Can you talk to me about, like, what you guys do, like, when you know, dark days come, stuff like this? What is your escape? Because I know that Wreckful would be like games and stuff like that, and I think we would kind of be all the same like this.
Mine is music and games, probably. Toys are toys actually are the top of my list. Like, I pop up my light box. I pop open my light box and just take photos, like pose them up, take photos, post them in photography groups, toy photography groups. Because you don't really get hurtful messages with toys. I mean, the manufacturer probably gets hateful messages if they botch a scope or something, or they don't do a fan recommend. But as for any toy collector, you don't really get that much hate. So yeah, unless you know, someone like calls them dolls. Some people get offended when they get called dolls, specifically hot toys.
Yeah. Kind of know the feels. How about you, Red?
Play video games. I work out.
Play basketball.
Yeah, play basketball. Eat after. That's it. Standard stress coping mechanisms, I guess. And it doesn't hurt, you know, to be with friends and talk about it. But anybody could, you know. Could say that they would prefer to be alone and stuff. So, do you, you know?
Yeah, everyone has their own way of coping. Like, I barely have mental issues, I guess. Like, I do have some anxiety from time to time, but I just deal with it by saying, like, you know, I probably can't do anything about it, and then I just move on. But of course, at that point of time, it's pretty hard to write state of mind to say, like, hey, I can't do anything about it, and I should probably not worry about it. And it's always, like, pulling yourself out of that, like, bad mental situation. That's the most important skill to have, right? You just need to know how or what your mind responds to and how it works. And most of the time, you just got to relax and distract yourself. Playing games work, listening to music works in distracting yourself. But you just need to find whatever helps you cope best and then have that activity on hand, you know? Yeah. Even if it's just like, oh, probably playing like a handphone game, if it distracts you enough. Or even like staying off social media, like it's so toxic.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like because of all these prominent social media personalities, you know, going down the very dark path of trying to find validation on social media, unfortunately, or, you know, otherwise, it's just try to stay off social media or have some detox days, because it doesn't have to be your world, right? It's a fake world.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, pretty dark news, like this week with Rekful passing away, and I hope that you know his family are coping well. I hope all the best for Rekful and his family. And I don't mean to move on from another sad story to another very disturbing one. I know it was Red that sent us the stuff, the news about FaZe Rain. About his Twitter video, yeah, Red.
Yeah, it's him again. Remember, like, a few episodes back, we talked about him being kicked out from the FaZe home.
Because of his drinking, right?
Yeah, and now he tried to OD himself on live Twitter, you know? He was streaming it. Good thing that some of his FaZe buddies came and just put an end to it. Then a few hours, he tweeted something like that he doesn't want to be an addict anymore and he wants to be clean. Like, just give him opportunity to be clean. So that's, I think, a step in the right direction, I guess. But he doesn't need to do something drastic to clean himself right away. Just need baby steps, you know?
Yep.
It just sucks that people are, you know, experiencing this kind of... this kind of shit and thinking
hard
that
times.
Yeah, it's the only way that they could do, or it's the only option that they could do. But yeah, again, what Scrunch said, you're never alone. Look, his FaZe buddies came into the rescue right away. It just proves that people will care about you. So care for yourself.
Yeah. For out of all of the drama and the not like the unfortunate events that have happened between these two guys, it's a statement from Tyler One of all people that has really struck me most. I don't know if you guys have heard
his
speech. Are you familiar with it or no?
No. I'm not familiar. Okay.
Tyler One said about Rekful and his friends. He said, it's your responsibility to help your friends even if you don't want them, or because they, you think that they'll hate you, you know. If they hate you, at least they're there to hate you, because, like, you know, the context there is like, if they're not there anymore, because, like, you know, you'd rather them hate you than them to leave or something like this. So
it's,
I really
something,
like it.
It's something that your friends have emotions for you. And it's something that it's bad if their friends doesn't care about you anymore. It's okay if your friends have negative thoughts about you, but if they don't have thoughts anything, like they have no thoughts at all, that's what's wrong, I guess. That's what's that's what's bad.
Yeah.
Scron, any thoughts?
I already said my piece about the whole So exciting. Yeah. Of course, I don't really follow them in person. I don't even follow Rekful on any of his accounts or even consume the content that they produce for both person. But I'm pretty sure they are important to someone out there. And a lot of people look up to them. So that's why it's really important to take note of your mental health. It's a tough topic, and we're in a tough time. I just hope you, for anyone who is listening, you at least try to take care of, know that there is someone there for you that is willing to listen. So hopefully it connects that way. So like, and if it's not, then again, DMs are always open. You can DM me on Twitter, and again, ScronXLC. So you can just look for me on Twitter, and I'll be happy to listen to whatever.
Yeah, and he'll send you toy pics.
Not those kinds of toys.
Good toys.
Good toys. Yeah.
Good non-adult. Non-adult good. Toys.
An adult one.
Yeah, we had that topic
okay,
before.
Okay, friends.
There's an adult toy store near my place because I live near the red light district. So me and my fiance, we were talking about it. So I told her, what if we enter the adult toy store and we just, you know, you're expecting like not the adult toy store, but when you enter, it's like the really the adult toy store, and you know, it's like the really expensive one, like statues, resin statues, and everything. So it's advertised as an adult toy store, but it's technically an adult toy store.
It weeds out the fake toy collectors by being an adult toy store front.
Yeah.
All right, friends, it's time to move on a bit to more unfortunate events. This time concerning offline TV. Have you guys heard of any of the drama from offline TV recently?
Yeah.
No.
It's hard to miss. I don't also consume their content, or I don't really know their whole group dynamic well enough. I think for any Western content, I don't consume it as much, but I am familiar with them. It's really hard to miss who they are, what their group is, and what they do. And so I do know about it. I don't know much about the details.
Okay, so what happened was Yvonne, they think she's the house lady / streamer. Comes out with the twit longer, of course, about their video editor. I think that it was his role in offline TV, Fed, about, you know, abusing her. And I'm not going to get into details about it, but yeah, she was mistreated in a very, I don't know how to word it. I don't know. She was just mistreated by Fed. And in that tone, after she opened up, a lot of other members of their circle have started saying the same things, and then that led to Fed getting kicked out of offline TV and from the offline TV house. So, and this house consists of the biggest of the big Twitch streamer names, Lily Pichu and Pokimane, Disguistos as well among these guys. So yeah, more of these abuse stories coming out in the streaming / esports scene, and we've got a bit more to go to. But yeah, anybody wanted to say anything about the offline TV drama? Other than it sucks, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
It's a bad thing.
It's terrible. Like a lot of controversy. But what can you do about it, right? It's real problems, you know. It's just an industry issue.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of feels good that some people are step forward and try to, you know, challenge the system.
Yeah.
Try to make some changes. All right. More controversy. This time on the Dota side and esports side in general, Toby Wan, some regard the best commentator, Dota 2 commentator in all of esports, has left the esports scene due to some sexual abuse allegations. And Red Eye has also left esports for, I think it was physical abuse accusations from FaZe Banks. Have you guys been updated on Toby Wan and Red Eye situation?
Yeah, absolutely. Very unfortunate. I think Red Eye was mostly just because of his just sanity sake. I don't know the full details, and I don't know if it's like justified or anything. And I'm, you know, making that kind of judgment is really, without all the facts and information, is like is really misguided to make such a judgment, right? But all in all, if you need a break, you should take one. Like, no matter, okay, for Toby Wan, yes, it's more obvious, and definitely he did a lot of wrong things, and I would say his expulsion was deserved. But for Red Eye, the facts of the matter is just it's not available to the public. Yeah, it's just like we have to take their word for it that it's justified. Yeah.
Red, these guys. Sorry, Scron. Yes, do you have any?
So, I mean, while I agree of calling out people for abuse of power, so whatever form of abuse it may be, I find it distasteful that the accuser or the one who outed Red Eye had to drag in a case that was years ago that was already also marked as not guilty, according to Red Eye, was it doesn't even matter if it was marked guilty or not guilty. He dragged in personally the past of how Red Eye was also accused of domestic violence. So he dragged that out as well, and I find that distasteful because it doesn't really help your case in any way. I mean, it's basically looks like dogpiling. It's not it doesn't help your case. Like, it's abuse of power, yes what happened before is allegedly also domestic abuse, but it shouldn't have come from you because it should have come from Red Eye's wife.
So it right, have, he weaponized whatever court cases he had.
Yeah, it should have. It should have come from that person. Like, I'm okay with the wife if the wife came out and said, "Yeah, she has an issue of abuse, whether it's power or domestic violence or whatever."
Right.
If the wife came out, or ex-wife rather, came out to say it in person, but for that person to come out and drag a not even healed wound, but basically like tear open a wound again. So I can't imagine how even the family of Red Eye feels about it. Like, friends, family, relative of this case being dragged open again for the world to see. So that was for me was like, no, that's not how that I find it really just really distasteful how he approached it.
Yeah, and you can really see why, you know, Red Eye felt like he had to leave esports. I mean, he's getting accused by all of this, and also, you know, the allegations. His background, his past is being paraded. Yeah. His children are getting paraded all over media, esports
again.
Media. But I turned to Red. Yes, Scron?
Again, it's being paraded again.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I look to Red for this one, and you look at Toby Wan. You know, he's been casting Dota 2 since the start of it. Red Eye
since
has
Dota,
been
since Dota itself.
Since Dota, the Red Eye has been in the esports scene since, like, I don't know, we were still in primary school.
Yeah,
and you look at how He wrote a book there as well. And like, you look at these guys, and these guys have definitely been, you know, the carpenters of the esports scene. And like, without them, we would not have the esports scene like right now. What do you feel about these guys getting taken away from what they built? You know, there's such a big component of why esports is the way it is now, and now they're getting taken away from them, from what they built. So how do you feel about this current situation?
You go ahead.
I think seeing it as like a, you can't separate the achievement from the person, right? Like Adolf Hitler ushered in a very lucrative age of economy for Germany. Like Volkswagen, LV, just some brands that benefited off this off his reign. Right. And now they are worldwide brands. I think the same connotations, right? Comparing to Hitler, what a bad
it's okay.
The same comparisons also come into mind, right? You can't separate the merit from the demerit. So in this case, like this type of sexual abuse allegation and even like mistreatment has no in our industry. And it's good that we are taking time to weed it out right now before we get an Adolf Hitler, right? Before like someone has a pedophile ring, but he's also the most influential person, like Harvey Weinstein, right? For entertainment circles, right? He literally had a pedophile ring, and every female that came into the industry was like involved with him or had an encounter with him, sexual or otherwise abusive encounter. So it's good that we are reading out now. And unfortunately, this is the price. It is a worthy price, I feel. And unfortunately for Toby, he had it coming for him because of his past mistakes, right? Do we want to drag people through the mud like Red Eye because of their past mistakes? No, we don't. But if a person continues to make everyone else in the industry feel unsafe, I think he should be excommunicated from the industry.
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah. And that was a good analogy, because Hitler did usher like a golden age in Germany back then. But look at Germany right now. They erased Adolf Hitler from their history books.
Because it doesn't really excuse what he did. Like, I think you can also say for Philippines, like, at some point, you can't say that everything Marcos did before was wrong. Like, it's not everything. He's done some good, but the good does not outweigh the bad.
Yeah, the cost of the good shouldn't be this, right?
Yeah,
shouldn't be all this terrible thing. Honestly,
we shouldn't talk about doing good things so your bad things would be like overweight, right?
Excused.
Just don't do bad things.
Yeah, just don't do bad things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So simple.
Human decency, everyone. Human decency.
Just be good human beings.
Yeah.
Don't sexually harass anyone. Don't be an asshole to anyone, you know. Everything will be nice, dandy.
Exactly. You'll
have a good life.
No. Well, we're not done though. We're not done with the sexual allegations. As you think the Dota 2 stuff was bad, check out the Smash stuff. It's absolutely disgusting. I've read some of them and it's very not good.
I've abstained from personalities on Twitter, and I've just been back to just toys.
Yeah. That's probably better for your mental health, because I've read some Smash scene allegations to some big players too. Captain Zack and Nairo, obviously the forefront, and also Zero. Some accusations have come out against the Smash Bros. Multi-tournament champion Zero. There you go. Got out. But yeah, have you guys read anything about this Zack and Nairo stuff?
No.
Yeah. I read most of it.
Yeah.
Mm. So this is mostly to do with underage sexual abuse.
Yeah.
But it's also very questionable. I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but it's very, you know, on thin
basically
ice.
Basically grooming.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to come to like who came to who, but overall, that situation is just, it shouldn't have happened in the first place, right, Red?
Yeah. Again, do good things, don't do bad things. What the fuck?
Stop it.
So far, Naira has been dropped by everybody.
Of course.
So.
Jesus Christ. It's
been canceled.
And I've read that tweet longer of accusing Naira, right? And she said that she has no intentions of canceling Naira, and look what happened.
Well,
I mean, with that story, I genuinely think that the people who are legit traumatized have no real intention of destroying other people's life. It's just the consequence of it.
Yeah,
they're just trying to get in
closure.
They're
just trying to get closure, man.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
like,
you're the result.
Unless, well, there have been cases of people intentionally destroying other people's lives, but that, I mean, it's
not most of the case.
Arguably, the red eye case is where it's the most like questionable.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying they should. Like, you know, if you're going to come out with a story like that, you know, you shouldn't really care if you're going to destroy. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
His image is tarnished. Like, you don't even, like, you should know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially if your line of work is something that needs public approval.
Yeah, it's like, if it's based on your personality and everyone thinks your personality is shit, you're basically done, right?
Yeah, it's very different from being a corporate worker, when if you get fired by HR for being a creep, chances are you might still land a job somewhere, but you're still a creep. So, but for esports or for someone that works in would you call it a public sector?
Like, no, it's just is based on your personality, right?
Mm.
Right, your face,
like showbiz.
And everything. Yeah, it's based on your face. So, face is ruined. You are useless. Mm. It's the same thing. Same reasoning.
Speaking about, you know, having such a good, you know what, like wrestling terms are, you know, like the face.
Oh yeah, face and
face
you.
Is like the good guy. Yeah. Yep. So the face of like Smash, one of the faces is Zero. You know, he's like the underdog story, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Latin America, goes up to the big leagues, wins everything. Like how do you not like the guy? And he seems like a very good guy. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, accusations have come out against Zero. I don't want to say anything wrong, but there have been some sexual misconduct.
You know what?
Accusations against Zero and
Yes,
Ron. Yes, Ron,
I just want to get this off my chest because we hosted a Smash tournament, and there are tons of kids who play the game. Like, legit, it's the
minors.
Yeah, it's the most minors I've seen in an esports event.
Mm.
Right, and we're not talking about Dota 2 and Counter Strike.
I mean,
what?
But in something that we hosted,
event,
so yeah, it's the most minors I've seen in an esports event, and that's what like infuriates me with all these news of potential, probably heroes to these kids.
It's not a safe space for them, and we want gaming to be a safe space. That's why we game in the first place, right? We're trying to escape from something. And then real life comes in and like just all these sexual allegations. Can you imagine feeling totally unsafe even in your supposed safe space? And that's why we are trying to, that's why people are trying to expunge, you know, all these bad things right now. Get rid of it all.
get rid of it. And I think Leffen had like a really good statement about this. Like, obviously, everything in esports is in a very dark spot right now.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't think of it as a dark spot. We should think of it as a good spot, because we are weeding out, you know, Freak has already said, we're weeding out the bad stuff. Just like, you know, it's only good for the scene. If you think this is bad for the scene, I know. If you think, well, I didn't say that. I didn't finish my sentence. I saved myself. So this is a good thing. You know, the creeps are getting outed, which is a good thing. Yeah. But yeah, too bad for, I don't want to say too bad. I don't know what to say.
What happened?
They got removed by everybody. All of their sponsors are dead.
He's just facing consequences for what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So guys, this is the consequences. So don't do it.
Yeah, don't be a creep, guys. Yeah.
I mean, some people can't help it. They're creepy. Fine. Don't do sexual abuse.
Yeah. You know? You can be creepy.
All the bad stuff.
Don't be creepy to other people. Don't touch people.
Don't invade personal space if you are not sure what you're doing.
Like what my good friend said, always sings. No, don't touch me there. That's my no-no square.
Oh yeah, that's my no-no square. Yeah. Very good. Very inappropriate analogy, but very good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I like it. And the last of the sexual allegations, it's probably the worst one. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's real power tripping right there.
This is the one, right?
You know what's so fucked up about it?
Yeah.
Because
we haven't even gone through it. Okay, hold on.
Just start anything yet. What the hell? That's fucked up.
This isn't it. It's Evo. Evo is the worst one.
Oh man.
Evo.
Yeah, that's why
titles are leaving Evo. Yeah.
Wizard Senpai. What?
Yeah, because it's Mr. Wizard. Because what's fucked up about it is just I think a few weeks ago he banned F Champ for the racism. Inappropriate tweets on Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Basically and racist then, comments.
Yeah, and now the whole Evo is basically down.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
He didn't walk the walk, he didn't walk the talk. He's a hypocrite. He was called out.
Yeah.
It's full of shit. Unfortunately.
It's the worst, honestly, because they, you know, most of these guys like on the FGC stuff, like a lot of the demographic is like the younger audience they get into, right?
Yeah.
Like you get a controller, you smash some buttons, and then like you're instantly in. And with like games like Dota and CSGO, it's like you have to develop a certain skill for it. FGC, fighting games, just like press buttons, you win.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's an easier barrier.
I wouldn't say it's an easier barrier of entry, and the community is more forgiving, definitely. If you go to LANs, of course, there will be trash talks amongst those who are close enough. But they're more forgiving of beginners joining the tournament.
I think the main point here is that EVO is a physical event. No matter what, you can't discount that fact. It's a physical event.
Yes.
And you have to be there to experience it. And the fact that the head of a physical event where people are interacting, etc., is, you know, he has such tendencies, it's just like, that is the ultimate no-no, right? When you're the head of a very prominent physical event where everyone is interacting, saying hi to each other, and then you have this, that's the giant no-no.
I mean, what can we say that hasn't been already said like in the past 20, 30 minutes of talking about this, right?
Stop being a creep.
I think.
Yeah.
You can be a creep. Don't touch people.
Yeah.
I think as these allegations start to die down, and it feels like it has, hopefully we won't need to. You know, every time we look at Twitter or Reddit of our favorite video game esports scene.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, but yeah, let's hope that, you know, people need to be weeded out, definitely, but I hope that this is one of the last of them, like the last of the times we need to talk about this. Yeah. Fighting game news, still sad.
So,
Scrawn.
I think, I don't know if you guys know the context of this, because it happened, like, fast, like, really fast. It was just a few hours after Rekful's passing. So I guess it got overshadowed, but since I followed Du Dang a lot more, like he's one of the people I admire in the community. So a few hours after Rekful's passing, even Du Dang tweeted about it and everything. So Du Dang got into a car accident.
Now, for people who don't know who the hell Du Dang is,
Knuckle Du,
can you please explain?
So Knuckle Du is a Capcom Cup champion. So he's a big thing in the Street Fighter scene. He's achieved what many Capcom CPT players would only dream of. He's also one of the more he's very famous for his guile.
Yeah, and very prominent player.
Yeah, he's a very prominent player. He has had a lot of championships on his belt. And the cusp of it all was the Capcom Cup. And so I think a few days ago, he decided to finally put the controller down. He didn't say specifically why, but he told people to cherish their life, cherish and everything. I feel like a lot, because he mostly kept details about the car accident private, like nothing was leaked online and everything, so he mostly kept it private. But his next tweet was basically this: him putting down the controller and telling people to cherish what they have, to cherish their life, and that he will now start focusing on family first.
So if you were to compare this to an esport that would be more, you know, familiar to the rest of us, what does it feel like for, like, who is this player? Who's Knuckle Du in Dota 2, for instance?
Fear, most probably.
Like, give me a player.
Fear. Yeah, fear. Someone like Fear.
Fear. Yeah, someone like Fear. Would,
like, resign.
Yeah, he's silent. He's silent. He's not as active as a... He doesn't voice out his opinion as much as Sonic Fox and the rest.
Yeah.
Mm. He basically lets his results do the talking.
Damn, that's like the most that's the most flashy part for me. Like, do the results.
Yeah, so he's not the most active in social media. So that's why he didn't even leak anyone about that car accident and everything.
I mean, social media isn't the world.
So yeah. It's fine. Yeah, that is true. I mean, I don't even leak a lot of my own stuff in social media.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, yeah. Good luck to Knuckle Du and his future plans and life.
We wish him the best.
All the way from Southeast Asia. Yeah. All right, friends, we're done. Huh, we're done with the sad stuff.
Oh,
holy banana.
Okay.
Stressful. All right. More interesting, more lighthearted stuff. Let's start with the platform that we're doing the podcast on, Discord. They're finally moving away from their gamery aesthetic. So they're not just appealing to gamers now.
Yeah.
So they're...
And that's the natural progression for, like, expanding a business like this.
I don't know how to feel about it, honestly, because you know how Discord used to ask for cheesy quote feedbacks? Submissions for their loading screen, for their
loading
updates,
screen.
Update screens and their booting up screens. So I hope they don't scrap it, because I'll miss those little tidbits.
I mean, it wouldn't align their
brand if they keep it.
Really? I think they won't.
I don't know, man. Do you see them overtaking, like, Skype?
No.
With that kind of aesthetic, right?
No.
Loading.
I think what they're planning to do is cater to the, like, to us, like, the gamers that are also in the professional field, you know? Because if I'm like a manager or something and I want to meet with my team, I'm just going to ask them to go on Discord instead.
actually. Yeah,
Discord has almost become like our social media, right? It's our means of communication. It's well, like, hey, you know, let's call on Discord instead, since everyone knows how to use the platform already.
And it's actually easier than most platforms. You just click the server and you're in.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty more straightforward. And, you know, if you don't follow each server has their own rules. Well, Discord has their own internal rules. They actually keep track of stuff that's happening on servers. I should know because a friend of ours was his account suddenly got banned by Discord, and it's apparently because one of the channels he was staying on got spammed by like NSFW photos and everything, and you know some of them were minors, and it was reported, rightfully so. Mm. Ah, you thought we were done with the whole sadness, right? Yeah.
Oh no, it's me.
No, your friend. Yeah,
so basically, the whole channel got nuked, and everyone that's in the channel was banned.
Hey, collateral damage.
I didn't know they didn't do NSFW stuff on Discord.
Yeah, no, you can mark something NSFW, but they trace if it. They still, I think, they still look at it. If it's if it's reported, you know, that it's a minor that you're parading on an NSFW, of course that's not acceptable. Probably... Even it's not safe for work, it's not safe for everybody. So
they only take action against like child pornography.
Illegal so stuff.
What happened. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Probably illegal stuff.
Yep.
So yeah. So so let's see here. Like in a few years, do you think Discord is gonna overtake? Okay, let me phrase it another way. Do you think Discord is gonna be used in a business meetingy? Oh my god, I'm eating my words. Well, do you think it will replace Skype? There you go.
No, what I'm seeing
in a few years, just yes or no.
No,
Discord will
No,
I don't think it will replace Skype. No,
Skype's too big.
Okay.
Yeah. Skype is being replaced by Google Meeting.
Kidoki.
Maybe Hangouts, I guess.
Yeah, Google Meeting actually. Hangouts. It's Google Meeting's the one that's replacing most of the stuff. Because it actually automatically syncs. Because almost everyone has a Google, and everyone you can just click yes, and you know that's you get reminded of your meeting and everything. It syncs with calendar and everything. I should know. I've been to a lot of meetings with our future projects that we're doing, and it's always
Hangouts.
It's all been on Google Meeting.
Oh man. Okay. Well, yet to have it there, but we'll see in a few years.
Yeah.
Yes, Greg.
Yeah. Just if any of you have children, just tell them that use Discord. And tell their children to use their Discord. And that's how you overtake Skype.
Mm. Of course. So let the boomers die, I guess.
That's how impossible that is.
Alrighty. Fortnite has come out with a new update. And they have included the Captain America skin.
Wow, you're Fortnite just 2020. All over with your words right now. Today, huh?
Yeah.
Long day, man. Long day.
Always. Always, always.
Is it too late though? Like putting the skin? Isn't the hype like should be?
I think it's
a
rotation. Because I think it's a seasonal thing. Like every season they release one. They started with Deadpool, then Domino, then Captain America. I guess any hero that actually is
that's an event, I think.
Yeah, that has a weapon. I don't think they'll complete the trio. I don't think they'll add Wolverine unless they add the Canadian Soldier version
claws.
Of Wolverine. No, without
claws. Oh, because of the guns.
Yeah, the Spec Ops version of Wolverine. So unless they do that, I don't think they'll add Wolverine. So we won't get the good, the bad, and the ugly trio.
Oh.
Yeah. It's actually a good read. I recommend for anyone who's looking to read something during the lockdown to read the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Not the movie.
No, not. It's a comic book with Captain America, Deadpool, and Wolverine starring.
That's gonna be a fun read, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, boys. What skin would you like for Fortnite to have? Like anything, like, you know, and like if you had just one.
Fortnite? Oh, man.
I mean, it's still a big, like, cultural thing.
It has
right?
to be someone with guns, right? I'm guessing next one they're gonna go with another female since they did with Domino and Deadpool. So I'm thinking Black Widow.
Cable. Mm-hmm. How about Cable?
Cable is.
You're restricting yourselves too much with Marvel. Okay, think outside the box.
I don't think they're. I think it's an exclusivity. Honestly.
No. I mean, the next question is.
It's any, a hypothetical.
Any. Oh, okay. Oh, I thought.
It's a hypothetical. Oh, you're okay. Free anywhere. I'll buy you time. Trigun. Dude. Fortnite.
Okay. No.
Stampede. Oh.
I mean, we have Deadpool already, so I would want Deathstroke.
Ooh.
Please explain to the...
So, for those who don't know, Deadpool was a parody of Deathstroke.
Deathstroke, yeah.
At the height of Deathstroke's popularity, Marvel decided to create Deadpool. So there's that.
A literal parody, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
in my Red. Case, I would like Master Chief from the Halo series.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Da-da-da-da.
You just bought Halo.
Yeah, I did. I'm gonna play it. Play it now.
Or, you know, this is something that you guys didn't think about, and you guys have been playing it for a while. Monster Hunter. Some light bowgun action.
Oh man.
Oh, you're right.
I already have a pickaxe on Monster Hunter.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm. As long as you get to craft your weapon.
Yeah.
Drake, do you have any stuff?
No.
Sniper from Dota 2?
No.
I think it's a direct competitor. It's not even going to be in the realm of hypotheticals. It's going to be really just impossible.
That's true. Direct, like literally direct. Speaking of competitors, Twitch may have a big competitor soon. I don't know the specifics of how this came to be, but Brime apparently is a new streaming platform that is a rumored home for Dr. Disrespect.
No, it is not. It is not.
It's not.
But I don't know yet. I'm not sure what's happening, but yeah, Brime.
Yeah, so new details have surfaced.
Okay, so I just want to update everyone about Brime. The fact that we are even talking about it is like, it's just good marketing, right?
A
4chan post, I don't know if it's made by them, if it's made by the creators of Brime themselves, or if the guy who started Brime is like, oh, I'm just gonna like freaking use this name in the 4chan post and then gonna debate everyone to come into here. 82k followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rapidly within 3 days. That's the power of viral marketing, guys. And no matter what comes out of Brime, no matter what kind of bullshit it is, or if it actually has some substance, this is the power of viral marketing. Okay, this is what, like, jumping onto trends and, like, you know, fucking getting that clout, bitch. 82k followers within 3 days. That's the story of Brime. Like, nothing else has been confirmed. You know, Dr. Disrespect is still missing in action.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not involved in some child pornography ring, because the way he was banned was super suspect. They just removed every single trace of Dr. Disrespect from Twitch.
Or even
immediate,
Discord.
Effective immediately. Refunded all his subscriptions. But the thing is, he's still listed as like a Mountain Dew sponsored player, and there are still some other sponsorships that still list Dr. Disrespect. So I don't think this is the complete end of the persona. Definitely, I wouldn't see this as a branding move either, because it's just too weird for it to be like a viral marketing stunt or branding move. as someone who comes from, who has a bit of marketing experience and background, this is just too weird, right? And it's too untimely. This is probably the worst time to just ban someone without any answer, especially with all the sexual allegation stuff going around. Mm-hmm. So, Brian, I don't expect anything. To build something like Mixer, something like Twitch, it takes years to do it properly. And if they are full of shit, and which I think they are, we're not going to see anything for the next 6 months.
Yep. Well, you know, when you're competing with Disney, for instance, like, you're not going to beat them in a year. It's going to take a long time. You need to build your brand long time.
Long time.
All right. So, comic book dilemma, comic book store dilemma. Scrawn has posted this. So they started opening up again. But what was it?
Yeah. So,
crap. I forget the specific
comic book store dilemma. Diamond Select. So, the thing about Diamond Select is, Diamond Supply Co. rather. Diamond Supply Co. is they distribute comic books. I think it was, so basically DC pulled out of putting their Diamond distributing their comic books there, and it has been affecting local comic book stores, like the demand, the stock, and everything. So it's, the shipping has been higher, and so it's, there's a lot of changes that are impacting, especially with comic books being such a physical product, right? So there's a lot of things that are happening. So a lot of comic books are trying to find ways to keep up with it. Most are partnering with artists and releasing exclusive covers and for things to, you know, to just a retail incentive, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a developing story, and we'll see how it actually really if it's gonna have such an impact on comic books. For now, it's not looking good for the comic book industry in general, and there may be a surge in price in some comic books as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, at times like these, like, you know, there's like asterisks on certain comic books, right? Like, this happened during this, or this is like limited release. So yeah, maybe we'll see in the future what this event does in the future of comic books. Well, stay tuned. Well, Ron will, and then he'll let us know.
Yes.
Yeah, so
the real comic book nerd.
Yeah, we'll see for sure if how this affects it, since, you know, a lot of comic book stores, I've seen posts of comic book stores or even toy stores, specialty toy stores, posting up sales and saying that they're going to close down and they can't keep up with, you know, the whole thing, because there's just, especially with comic books, since most of the comic books, they're your regular customers, you know, like picking out their own comic books, like getting it graded and everything. So it's shipping a comic book. If you don't ship it properly, it might get damaged, loses value.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a flimsy item. So it's one of those things that's very important.
Specialty toy stores. I need new Nendoroids. Well, not need. I want new ones. I want the Monster Hunter one. I'm going to get one. Feels good. You know what also feels good?
Yeah.
Some more Dota 2 action.
Yay.
Collector's Cash has been released for 2020. Man, these look great. Friends, these personal all look favorites? Great. Have you seen any of them? The Grimstroke one.
Ooh, okay.
I see it right. I like the Grimstroke one. It's like the, you know, like shamans.
I like
shamans. Like, what shaman are you talking about?
No, I mean it's like shamans. Like the underlord. I mean,
he's like a shaman.
Ah, it's one. Like a yeah. shaman. Okay.
He looks like a shaman. Yeah.
As usual, I like the ultra rare. I like the Mirana. But I mean, we know that, you know, what you like, you'll never get.
Yeah, that's like. Yeah.
Oh, damn. You're right. Yeah. You're probably right about that.
This Lina one looks better than the Arcana.
True. True. That's true. No lie
it's
there.
It's actually true. You guys don't like the Warlock?
Oh, I love the Warlock one. It looks like a Susanoo from Naruto. It's great.
But I just can't give up my demon golem thing.
Why? But look at the golem here, dude. It looks like...
So for those, I'll try to open up the link so I can share the names of the one we're talking about. So we're talking about right now is the Beholden of the Banished Ones. Or Warlock.
Mm-hmm. It looks sick. Look at that golem, bro. It's Susanoo. Oh, that's crazy. It's a Uchiha.
Everything actually looks jutsu. Good in the in the collector's cache. There is no bad set. At least for
okay,
me.
What's a bad set? What's the worst one, friends?
In the
for all time? Or
yeah, the overall cache, the entire cache.
For the whole cache? Right. Oh, the whole 2020 cache or for the whole history of the cache?
The 2020. Not the 2020 cache.
I'm not a fan of the silencer.
How about
the silencer is the one I'm looking at too. It looks kind of what?
You don't like it?
I don't like it. Looks like a weird cowboy,
but it's you know what's even though it's the my least favorite, it's the best silencer set down
there. You're probably right.
Yeah, he is a cowboy. He's like a witch hunter.
It's like a witch. It's the best silencer set out there, but it's my least favorite among all the choices in the collector's sketch.
How about you, Freak? Have you seen any of these sets yet?
Yeah. This is the first battle pass that I'm purposely not buying because of reasons. So
sure. Should have keyed in those reasons, but yeah.
The reason being is that I'm protesting against Dota Plus and just like the, I don't know, I perceive it as a lower quality. Of Battle Pass. So I don't know. I know a lot of people are excited for it and they love the features, but for me, on a personal basis, it's not exciting enough for me to buy it.
Oh,
Dota Plus. I agree with Chen. I guess it's an off topic. It's not related, but yeah, Dota Plus doesn't give any value right now, especially for seasoned players when you already know how to pull stack.
Yep.
And you already know your items that you would use. You don't need the suggestions. Money, you don't need the timings to tell you when to pull or when to stack.
Yeah.
So, this is for all the people who already invested in Dota Plus and got burned.
Yes. Yes.
It's not a worthwhile investment.
Well, if you play a lot, it's
No. Even if you play... what does it give you?
Oh, I mean Dota Plus. Yeah, I was thinking of the Battle Pass.
Oh no, the Battle Pass is good. I like the Battle Pass. It's just that, yeah, I agree. I can empathize with Chen's protest, but I just really want the Wind Ranger Arcana.
I'm still really thinking about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's a free market, so.
Yeah.
I have to tell you a story.
Okay.
Yes, for Red. Yeah. What is the story, Red?
Yeah, you remember the bundle?
The level bundles.
Uh huh. Yes. Yeah.
I said that I won't buy it, right?
Oh, you bought it.
I accidentally bought one. So
how do you accidentally go through the credit checkpoints.
Yeah, there's a lot of checkpoints that they enter your CCV. Ask you, like, are you sure?
There is a story here. Oh, man. There is a story here.
What's the story here? Come on,
yes,
tell us.
Explain.
Because I want to buy levels for my friend, right? And I don't know if I should tell you, but I will, because you don't know. I have a in prison.
Oh, damn. Prison, well, dose of reality. Holy shit.
Yeah, and he's playing okay. Dota right now, and I saw his battle pass is just level 7, and I said, oh, he's just level 7?
Wait, he's in prison? How is he playing Dota when he's in prison?
Okay, we don't need to explain this part.
Yeah, we don't need to. Okay. So, when I saw his level...
Is he some political prisoner or something?
We cannot play Dota 2
while you're in prison.
We cannot explain these things.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Keep it to gaming, man. Keep it to esports.
All right.
I was thinking, like, is it like a hypothetical prison? Like, what is it? Like,
oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, prisoner of his mind, yeah.
Prisoner of Azkaban, okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. Sorry,
so, yeah, when I saw his levels, it's just level 7, I said that, oh, I'm just gonna buy him the bundle because it gives more levels, and then I'll trade the levels or give him the levels. Mm-hmm. When I bought it, turns out you can't trade levels. You can't give the levels.
Yeah.
You can't.
Automatically credited. You wanted to give him the item.
Yes, no. I do.
Basically, when you get the bundle, it gives you like a clickable that makes you like unbundle it. But you
get then you get the levels.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing. I got the item, right? And it doesn't show gift item. So I said, oh, I'm just gonna unbundle it. Maybe the levels inside it would be tradable and giftable.
Nope.
Turns out it's not. So I just money and I put levels into my freaking battle pass that I don't even use.
You ended up putting it into your battle pass anyway. So So in a sense you got what you wanted? Question mark?
No, I didn't. Fuck.
Well, that's what you say.
That was my Steam sale budget, by the way.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Fuck.
I still went out and bought Halo, so it's not all
bad. Yeah, that's true. I mean, Halo is nice. So you get like 5 games.
I just want to segue a little bit. It's out of topic as well. I'll ask you guys like this again in next week's episode. So Steam sale's ending in a few days. Mm. So what have you...
No.
Putting us all on the spot
we made recommendations at the start of Steam sale.
That's so true.
My shame is gonna be put.
I think in next spot a lot of games
I want that
so at least it gives out these are like recommended like items that you've bought. So what have you guys bought?
Okay, I'll start because I feel like I bought the most.
Yeah.
Okay, yes,
so I bought Iceborne. Yeah. Discounted. So I feel good about that one. Okay. I also bought the trilogy for because got to play half of
Dead
Space.
That was worth it.
That's like, let me see, how much though? $6 for the entire set?
That's
three
good.
Games.
So good. For
love
two
it.
Games, yeah. Mm.
And then I bought Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice because I've heard a lot about it, mm-hmm. and it's my alley, all horror games. And then I got holy bananas! What did I get? Oh, I got Final Fantasy 13 because I haven't played a modern day Final Fantasy yet.
Yeah.
Last I played is 12. I mean, that's the most recent that I played. Mm-hmm. So far I hate it. I can see why people.
Oh my god!
Absolutely.
Hey, shout
hate
out
it.
To. Mais Cunielo.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 13. Hi, Mais. Please come back as a recurring guest. Thank you very much.
I mean, maybe when some drama comes. Ooh, Last of Us drama.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. You want her to start crying on our show? Because that's how she's going to... She will cry. I can tell you that for sure. She
will. Okay, well, maybe we'll talk to her about it. So I think the last one I bought was Hello, Secret Neighbor. Secret Neighbor.
Oh,
want to play it with the guys.
Have a recommendation for like all give us like a 10-15 second game review on it.
Of what? Hello Neighbor?
Hello, Secret Neighbor? Yeah, Hello Neighbor.
So Secret Neighbor is a lot like Dead by Daylight, only it's cuter and you do some stuff. You do some objectives while a killer is chasing you.
That's okay. It. A cute so like, Day by Daylight. That's yeah. Nice.
It's like a Tim Burton style of animation.
Okay.
Kind and of it's cool. Cheap.
Okay. It's cheap. Red, you should buy it now.
Really? Do we have time to play it?
Maybe, you know, it'll come handy down the line. That's what I always say with my games, but I yeah. Never play them.
Yeah.
Well, you read what have you bought?
I just bought the bundle and the Halo Master Chief Collection. So
sounds fun. Yeah.
Well, the Master Chief Collection has 4 games. So, and there's an upcoming game that's going to be released, Halo 4. Halo 4 would be included in the collection. Like,
you're also forgetting a very important piece of that Halo set.
What?
The CSGO.
Oh yeah, music pack. It gave me a CSGO music pack. I didn't even know. And yeah, it's nice. Dun-dun-dun!
Dun-dun-dun! About the rest of you guys, Reeks, Run.
Wow. For me, I haven't first. Bought anything yet, honestly, because I've been
buy Iceborne, dude.
Yeah, I'm waiting for to be reimbursed with some of the projects we've been doing. So
I'll reimburse you, dude. It's owed money tomorrow.
Yeah, before I commit to
any purchase
something. Yeah, you commit to any purchases. I don't know if I have
dude,
to.
But the business is separate from the person, man.
No, because I'm paying out of my money on some of the prizes, that just to be reimbursed later. From
paying
the
out of his own pocket.
Yes.
Oh my god! By the way, you guys, if you guys don't know it, by it's actually me who owes him money. So
I wasn't pay being him. Generous.
He's trying not to say it. Pay I was trying him. To get him to
Strong,
say it.
Don't skirt around it. Just say it straight.
It's me who owes him money.
Pay him, Jesus Christ. Let the guy buy his games.
That's so funny. Yeah, for those who don't know, we're affiliated at least until the for some of our for
oh, as long as the contract lasts.
Yeah. As long as the contract lasts and for our tournaments, for actually their tournaments, because we don't have any more tournaments in Meta. It's their tournament, the Meta.us. Dota 2 Open still. We have a final week with them. So,
I'm casting that, I think.
Please join it. Please join it. The final week.
So we have
Red, we're casting that.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, there's those are stuff.
That, yeah, where's Team C-Sport? Jeez. Buy your battle pass. Put it to good use. I think
our levels are not high enough on the battle pass. Only Red is qualified.
For what? Team C-Sport?
Yeah, for Team C-Sport. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, the guild? Are you talking about the guild?
It's
we're
okay.
We're just joking around. We're just
it's okay,
around.
Run.
No, it's okay. You didn't get it. It's fine.
Yeah, I didn't get it. But yeah, it's like for one I'm eyeing right now before it ends is like Frostpunk, No Heroes Here is only for $1, I think. $2. No Heroes Here. Like in my currency is like 38 pesos. And then
no, the exact amount.
Yeah, so Frostpunk, No Heroes Here, and I'm eyeing Total War Warhammer because I've seen Chen have so much fun in it.
Oh yeah, I have like 1.2k hours in it already.
Oh my god.
So for me, are you sorry, was that a segue into my
no, I think that's about it for the ones that I haven't seen, at least for my wish list.
Perfect segue. Anyway, I bought Homo Deserts of Karak.
What is
so
it?
I used to have the game.
What is
but
it
for Homo Deserts of Karak. So it's the Homeworld prequel. It's the
Karak.
Prequel. Yeah. Cause I heard Homeworld 3 was coming out in June next year. So Chen. I was just getting
wait,
hyped
is this
up,
the same Homeworld by Gearbox? Borderlands?
Deserts of Karak is not by Gearbox.
It's Blackbird Interactive.
Yeah, Homeworld
it's not.
Was originally
world,
by...
It's an RTS.
Oh, it is!
It was by Sierra Studios, I think.
It was originally published by Gearbox Software in 1999, yeah, or something like this.
Developed by Relic Entertainment, the original Homeworld.
Oh, so, I see.
Like, and published by Sierra Studios. If you guys remember the 3D, kind of like in the space infrastructure S that comes out. If you guys remember the symbol, you probably don't.
I do remember it. Don't worry, I remember it.
Yeah, see, we remember.
Yeah.
Homeworld remembers. Anyway, yeah, Deserts of Karak is like a prequel to it before they became a spacefaring race. So it's a lot of like ground combat and like
it's an RTS, right?
Yeah, RTS.
Of course.
The gameplay is a bit boring after a while, so unfortunately.
This is before they went to the Homeworld space thing.
This is the prequel. So this Deserts of Karak is a later release, but it's a prequel to the game. Yeah.
So, that's good reviews though.
So I can buy the bundle of Homeworld Remastered and Homeworld Deserts of Karak for like $3. It's 93%.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened to me. So I was like, wow, it's worthless. Let me buy it.
Like the
you combination just give of money away.
Like, it's worthless. I'm buying.
I played through the campaign, unofficial version. So now I now own the official version. I support the developers.
Yeah.
All right, that's what happens when you become, you know, when you start to make your own money.
Yeah, when you're a responsible adult, you want to support the developers by throwing them $3.
Yeah.
I felt like I fulfilled my civic duty, you know.
As a gamer.
Yeah, as a gamer, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm paying back. Paying my dues.
You know who I hope pays their dues?
Oh, damn. I'm going to call someone out.
Yeah, no, not really. It's a Fallout series that's coming out on Amazon.
I thought you're gonna say Chen Pei Scrun.
I mean that too, but you have to proceed with the podcast topic. So Fallout is rumored to be released on Amazon. It's pretty exciting times because the last game that became into a series was Witcher, and everybody loved Witcher. To the point that Red disappeared. It disappeared
chiseled abs, chiseled everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Henry Cavill, huh?
Yeah.
Loves Henry Cavill.
It was funny because Henry Cavill is like chiseled, but Geralt in the game isn't. Geralt is scrawny.
Yeah, he's scrawn, basically.
Yeah. What the hell?
That is part of the character. Or nimble and stuff. You
yes.
know?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Superman.
So Amazon.
So yeah. Whew. Amazon.
It's coming to Amazon, so it's not on Netflix. So basically, this is Amazon's answer to The Witcher.
Hey. So, what if it has the same bugs in the game? That would be funny.
It's nothing new for Amazon to go into actually creating originals. I follow their Kamen Rider Amazons, which is on Amazon Japan.
Yeah, so. And they also released this series I liked, The Man in High Castle. I don't know if you're familiar. It's an alternate timeline when the Nazis won the World War II.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's a good series.
You need Amazon Prime for video,
but
I mean, if you already like have it on Twitch, it's basically you have it. It's the same thing, like the Amazon
Twitch Prime.
It lets you do
you can
Amazon Video.
I think that was one of the hacks that one guy told me. Is like, if you pay just a little bit more, you can get Amazon Prime with video and also have one free Twitch sub, which is like basically the same amount. If you're paying $5 a month for a sub on Twitch, just pay Amazon. You'll also get video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. So I'm gonna have to get the Amazon thing. Also get some stuff shipped here if I really need to.
Watch the Fallout series, then get Hook and Fallout. Fuck. Oh well, yeah. So I'm excited. I mean, Fallout. What is Fallout? It's like an post-apocalyptic world, full of dread, full of betrayal, full of radiation.
You have already been betrayed.
Well, now that you mention it, speaking of a lot of full of debt, something that's full of debt from our childhood is what we have next, right, Index?
Yeah. Yes, it's Metal Slug.
Yeah!
So,
they're re-releasing it.
Who's the original publisher again? It's now...
Sega.
I would like to say...
Yeah.
It's Sega.
Sega. Now it's under Tencent. This is going to go
it's
mobile.
It's going to be a piece of shit again. It's going to be a piece of... I just know it. So, Tencent mobile game? Come on. Might as well just sign the death warrant for the franchise.
Oh my god. I'm still giving it a shot. It looks really good. I mean, graphically.
I saw comparisons from the old one and to the new one, like from the character select screen, and it's like a nostalgia bomb. So it looked fun. Marco Fio.
Yeah, it better be good or it's gonna be a bomb, not just nostalgia.
It's SNK, it's not Sega.
It's SNK.
SNK, there you go. So so it's one of those things, isn't it? So look out for those, I think. It's a
it's energy based and
I'm gonna fucking
I'm not even
you,
gonna
man.
Be surprised.
Honestly, it's your fault. Goddamn Jonas.
And then you have to pay for extra energy to play every day.
Oh, you're gonna be murdered in your sleep, man.
And that's when the franchise dies, man.
Yes. Right then and there.
Oh my god.
I would appreciate it if they did the Dota approach wherein like the spending is aesthetic. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you can do a step further from like the energy based. You buy the bullets or buy the upgrades.
What?
You don't pick it up, you buy it. So you want a heavy machine gun, you buy it.
Yeah. And then when you free prisoner. You free a hostage and said you want to upgrade him to the Hadouken hostage for only 50 cents
or $1.
50, oh, no. 50 heavy machine gun bullets, because they will like the currency will be like it'll be called ammo, right? The currency will be called ammo, and then would you like to spend like 50 ammo to get upgraded hostage?
To buy ammo, like $5.
And also the ammo expires if you don't use it after 7 days.
It's gonna be more if like, you can't ride vehicles if you're not subscribed.
Yeah. And when your vehicle is about to die, would you like to drop in fuel, you know, for
extra life?
100 ammo, yeah.
Like when you jump into the vehicle.
Actually, the worst thing is if to continue a game.
Oh,
like a game over is a game
credit.
Over.
Oh man, yeah, there's two currencies, right? Credit and ammo.
Oh no.
My god, you just solved it. Monetization model. That's it. That's the monetization.
Not gonna lie, I'm still gonna probably play it a bit.
Yeah, I'm still gonna try. I'm cynical for a good reason.
It's Tencent. That's
freaking
why.
Tencent mobile games, man.
Sorry,
another Tencent.
You brought this upon yourself.
Sponsor us, please. Thank you very much.
So another Tencent thing is they're also doing Cyberpunk FPS in development.
This is not a Cyberpunk FPS. This is a Cyberpunk FPS.
What
is the genre?
Yeah, it's not a game.
It's not Cyberpunk 2077.
It's the genre
Cyberpunk.
Yes.
So it's not the
to
not
our
the name.
Avid listeners, please do not misunderstand.
The name is Code Sin.
Yeah, it's Code Sin.
Or
so
S-Y-N.
It looks like if D.Va and Cyberpunk 2077 mix.
D.Va? Talking about the dead game Overwatch, Nani?
Oh man,
you're beating a dead horse.
I only talked about D.Va.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I don't think there was any Overwatch pro player that was caught in a scandal.
Hey.
Oh, this causes a date game?
Yeah, because the season's already
Nobody cares.
The secret is, if you don't have any players, no one can commit a crime.
So. That's true.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Blizzard. I tried to...
Sponsor us. Thanks.
I tried to save it.
A mouse pad.
But, you know, it just wouldn't fly.
Oh, you didn't try to save it. You baited us into saving it. Come on.
You're just as guilty here.
Yeah, you're the ringleader here.
Instigating. He's instigating.
Yeah, he's instigating.
Okay, so this one is going to run through Unreal Engine. So it's going to be a big AAA title.
It's going to be a good AAA title engine game,
but the studio that's working on it was the one who made the PUBG Mobile port.
Oh no.
I mean, honestly, the funny thing here is PUBG Mobile was so well made. PUBG, the desktop version, took some stuff from PUBG Mobile and applied it to their game. So that's saying something about the quality of the development team, right?
The esports section as well, because PUBG Mobile is more recognized than esports now than the PC.
Oh.
At least I think so.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is, there is a scene for PUBG Mobile, but for PUBG, there's literally nothing. So
another dead game. Oh,
actually,
oh, it's a dying. Yeah, it's dead.
Let's not kid ourselves here.
So you know what? Another thing that Red will hate is this game will be cooperating with Epic Games in certain aspects of the
game.
Yes. Well, at least it's not a mobile game.
Still Tencent. Right.
Yet.
Well, do you guys Tencent consider League of Legends a Tencent game?
Epic Games, right? So
yeah, do you guys consider League of Legends a Tencent game? I mean, or is it? Do you still view it as a Riot?
Isn't it a Tencent game?
Isn't it a Tencent? Like, Tencent owns everything, right?
Yeah, Tencent,
like,
right,
Tencent owns Riot.
They own 100% of Riot, right?
So it's a Tencent game.
But I'd like to think the brand itself has enough power by it to make itself stand
I think developer too as well. I mean, Riot is, if you're going to tell me Tencent will develop something or Riot will develop something, I'll still give Riot like the credibility instead of the Tencent.
You give them benefit of the doubt?
Yeah. Especially with the games that came out, like Butera and Valorant.
It's like, you know, I think only Red and I will get this analogy. It's like basketball shoes, right? Like, if you say, if I got the new Nike Air, the Dynasty, I'm going to just give that. And then you say, oh, I'm going to get the new Kyrie 7s or something. That's like totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, speaking of, we talked about PUBG a bit earlier and how it's dying. But something was born recently, and it is Hyperscape.
From PUBG? Oh,
it's a battle royale by Ubisoft.
Oh yeah, Ubisoft. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't trust Ubisoft as a developer. I'm sorry, guys, but
what?
The truth has to be said.
You know, how I felt it when he said, "Oh, Ubisoft." Them. Yeah, so he's like, I was like, Chen has the freak has like positive experience with Ubisoft. I was like, yeah, I don't trust Ubisoft.
Not anymore, you know. Skull and Bones, I'm still under NDA, so.
But for Ubisoft, betrayed.
Skull and Bones, man. Oh shit.
Okay.
I'm not gonna break NDA.
We know you can't talk about it.
Skull and Bones.
Maybe he's so pleased with it that he had to cuss them out.
Jesus.
So, Hyperscape is a gladiatorial. They fight in a gladiatorial arena called Crown Rush. So it's made by. It ignores a lot of laws of physics, so it's a very quakey feel. If you're familiar with that.
If you remember
Quake.
Yeah. I do.
Yes.
So it's a very quakey feel. And it's battle royale,
And you know so, what?
Have you guys seen it? It's on Twitch.
Yeah,
it's been streamed.
I've seen the trailer. Yeah. That's it. How close is it to Apex? Have you guys seen gameplay?
Yeah,
It has a Quake-like feel, so there's a lot of vertical leap.
Yeah,
unlike Apex. Apex has the occasional grappling and
so it's just PUBG, put in some Apex and put in some Quake.
Yeah, but Apex could have been a great game if they marketed it well.
I wonder how you can make yourself different from all of these battle royales, because like essentially they're all the same, right?
No one has made like a cute battle royale where you like control like cute characters. Instead of killing each other, you do something else, right?
This is like MMORPG, dude.
Yeah, but in like a persistent battle royale format, right?
No one has created a battle royale
effectively using having like Overwatch hero skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Even
a battle royale where you work together as a team and then you try to kill other people with just skills. And
Apex has
just skills, right? Like without gunplay and all that.
No, that's not it, Red.
I think people are still looking for their right formula. Ever since it came out from, I think PUBG made it famous.
Yeah.
People are still trying to find the right formula for battle. Yes,
that's the secret.
I mean, Fortnite's still strong and.
Yeah, Fortnite. As much as I don't like the whole building aspect of Fortnite, I find it the most boring esports. I find battle royale as a genre boring.
It's nice to play, but if you watch it, it's kind of boring.
It is absolutely just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just saying. How could you?
So yeah, I hope they make a weeb one. No one has made a
Weeb one. Yes, exactly. Battle Royale. Yeah, we need that.
Battle Royale, that's literally a Dota 1 mod.
Like, as long as you know it's like halfway serious, I think people would appreciate it.
Yu Yu Hakusho characters against Dragon Ball characters.
I think you're on to like the millions. You're on to something, dude.
This is literally a Dota 1 mod.
Pitch your idea. Naruto
ones. You have Detective Sega. Conan with this football.
Can you imagine like Pokemon in there? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of another vertically themed esports is coming out. EA is also coming out with their own shooter.
Oh no, another
Rocket Arena. Rocket Arena is it's not free because you know it's EA. The only thing they've made free was their Apex. And that's because their Respawn really insisted that to be free.
Ron, do you remember the Rocket League game that we worked on?
Yeah.
Does it give you like some vibes of Rocket League?
It does, but I mean, I'm only looking at the trailers, so for now it does. I haven't seen actual gameplay. For now, it's a 3v3 shooter. That's action packed.
That's the interesting part. It's like this is the first game that I have heard that it's 3-on-3.
I like the
except Rocket League
accent actually. Yeah. So I do like it. I don't like that I have to buy it. So it actually comes out in July 15. You can
pre-purchase it in two weeks.
You can pre-purchase it already, or our currency is $1,500. That's roughly $30, which is also right. I think the same. On other platforms, which is 25 euros. But one thing that's very different about this from all the EA titles that has come out so far, like Apex Legends and the rest, this is available on Steam.
Hey. Ooh. Yes. You had me at Steam. Ooh.
So yes, this is available on Steam. And I think you'd still need to log into your EA account, like how Rainbow Six does it. But the fact that, you know, you can interact with your friends list on Steam and invite them to play, I think is a big thing.
I do not know enough to react. Maybe I'll pre-purchase it.
Really? You're going to pre-purchase something you don't know anything about?
That's how you do it.
Man, yeah. You're brave. You're
That's
brave.
How we'll find out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, someone has to do it, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Someone has to do it.
Yeah, so Rocket Arena 3v3. Exciting times, folks. Two FPS from two giants in the game development industry coming out with their own take on FPS. One is, they're all tried and tested formula, the 3v3, not so much for shooters, but BR is there.
Hey.
So they all have that quakey feel wherein it's action-packed.
Can we say the FPS genre is booming right now?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Especially Valorant and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
CSGO is back too. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think CSGO was ever gone.
I mean, yeah. It has its highs and lows, but today, recently.
Mostly highs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, friends. I think that's about it. Took us a bit, but we finished the podcast. That's a good one. We went through like a roller coaster of emotions.
Is it though? And it's just a low to high.
Yeah, whoa. That's a roller coaster.
We need to go down.
How does a roller coaster go?
Yeah,
low, high.
Low high.
Then low high, then go slow. Yeah.
Then full stop. I just stopped recording all of a sudden, and that's like full stop.
Wow. Oh, yeah. AG.
What?
No,
some Guild Wars stuff.
No, I
haven't stopped recording.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Damn it, I got debated.
But that is it for us here at the Nerds of Podcast. Thank you very much for listening to us. This has been Index, Scrawn, Freak, and Greg.
Hey,
Red.
Hey.
We will see you all next week. Goodbye, friends.
You can find us on Discord. You can hang us out if you need someone to talk to. Twitter's DMs open. Discord is open. We hang out there a lot.
Every time.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Say hi. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.